Jesus and Beelzebul. Now he was casting out a demon that was mute. When the demon had gone out, the mute man spoke and the people marveled. But some of them said, "He casts out demons by Beelzebul, the prince of demons," while others to test him kept seeking from him a sign from heaven. But he, knowing their thoughts, said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself is laid waste, and a divided household falls. And if Satan also is divided against himself, how will this kingdom stand? For you say that I cast out demons by Beelzebul, and if I cast out demons by Beelzebub, by whom do you sons cast them out? Therefore, they will be your judges. But if it is by the finger of God that I cast out demons, the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his own place, his goods are safe. But when one stronger than he attacks him and overcomes him, he takes away his armor in which he trusted and devours his spoil. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. When the unclean spirit has gone out of a person, it passes through waterless places, seeing rest and finding none, it says, 'I will return to my house from which I came.' And when it comes, it finds the house swept and put it in order. Then it goes and brings seven other spirits more evil than itself, and they enter and dwell there. And the last state of that person is worse than the first." As he said these things, a woman in the crowd raised her voice and said to him, "Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breast which you nursed." But he said, "Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it." When the crowds were increasing, he began to say, "This generation is an evil generation, for it seeks a sign, but no sign will be given to it except the sign of Jonah. For as Jonah became a sign for the people of Nineveh, so the Son of Man to this generation. The queen of the south will rise up at the judgment with the men of this generation and condemn them, for she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and behold, something greater than Solomon is here. The men of Nineveh will rise up at the judgment with this generation and condemn it, for they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and behold, something greater than Jonah is here. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it in a cellar or under a basket, but on a stand, so that those who enter may see the light. Your eye is the lamp of your body. When your eye is healthy, your whole body is full of light, but when it is bad, your body is full of darkness. Therefore, be careful lest the light in you be darkness."
耶稣赶出一个人叫哑巴的鬼，鬼出去了，哑巴就说出话来，众人都觉得很稀奇。又有人说他是靠着鬼来驱赶他，又有人试探耶稣，向他求从上天来的神迹。他知道他们的想法，就对他们说，凡是在一个国家内自相残杀，那就最终会称为荒芜的战场。凡一家人自相残杀，最终就会变本加厉的败落。但撒旦自相残杀，他的国怎能立得住呢？又因为你们说我是靠着别普西来驱赶鬼，我若是靠着他来赶鬼，你们的子弟赶鬼又靠谁呢？这样，他们就要断定你们的是非。我若是靠着神的指头赶鬼，那这样的神的国就降临到你们头上。壮士披戴整齐，看守自己的家宅，他所有的一切事情都平安无事。但有一个比他更加壮的人胜过他，就会夺去他所依靠的盔甲兵器，又会分了他所有的分赃。不与我合作的，就是敌对我的；不同我聚拢的，就是分散于我的。鬼神离开了人身上，就在无水之地过来过去，寻求安歇。既找不到，便说：“我要回到我所来的屋里去。” 到了之后，就看见里面打扫干净，修饰好了，便对另外七个比自己更恶的鬼来，都住进去，然后最后的景况比之前更不好。耶稣说这话的时候，众人间有一个女人大声回答：“怀你胎的和养你的都有福了。”耶稣说：“是，却还不如听神之道的人和遵守的人有福。”当众人聚拢的时候，耶稣开讲说：“这时代是一个邪恶的时代，他们求看神迹，除了约拿的神迹以外，再没有其他神迹可看。”约拿为迪尼威人成了神迹，人子也要照这样世代的人成为神迹。审判来临的时候，南方的女王要定到这个世代的罪，因为她从极地而来，要听所罗门的智慧。看，这里的人比所罗门更伟大。当审判降临，尼尼威人要定起这世代的罪，因为他们听了约拿所传的教之后就悔改。看呐，在这里有一个人比约拿更伟大。没有人点灯放在地窖子里，或者是斗子下，总是放在台面上，使来的人就进来就可以看到光明。你的眼睛就是身上的灯，你的眼睛若亮了，全身就变得光明；眼睛若昏花，全身就黑暗。所以你要自省。如果不自醒的话，你身体里的光就会变得黑暗。大家好，我是主播 Kiki。第二阶段节目名称是读经大讲堂，英文名称是 Bible Study。我们会采取轻松愉快的学习模式，带你进入新的学习世界。每次我会以学习者角度做个人总结分析，然后 Ingrid Sister 会帮助我和大家进行深度学习问题讨论。希望这样的趣味互动可以给大家带来新的知识体验。以下还是我对姐姐的相关问题采访。今天是卢克福音第31讲，欢迎大家在评论区留言讨论。Hello everyone, I'm Kiki. Chat name our second phase of the program at 读经大讲堂。English name is Bible Study. We'll adopt a relaxed, also enjoyable learning mode to take you into a new learning world. Each time I'll make a personal summary and analyze from the perspective of a learner. And then Sister Ingrid will help me conduct in-depth learning and problem discussion with everybody. I hope that such an interesting, also interactive process can bring new knowledge experience to you all. The following is my interview with Sister on related issue. Today is the 31 lecture on the Gospel of Luke. So everyone is welcome to leave a message in the comment area for discussion. Well, still is my today personal study summary. Jesus heals a mute man by driving out a demon. Some people accuse him of using Satan's power. Jesus replies that it makes no sense for Satan to fight against himself. That would destroy his own kingdom. He says he used God's power, which only shows that God's kingdom has already arrived. He tells a social story. A strong man gets his hold, but a stronger man can defeat him and takes his sins. Jesus is the stronger one, defeating Satan. Because this is a spiritual battle, you must make your own choice. Anyone who is not with me is just against with me. Jesus once died just getting rid of an evil spirit isn't enough. If your life is left empty, the evil can return the worse than before. He also says the true blessing comes from hearing and obeying God's words, not just from knowing Him. When people demand a miracle, Jesus said the only sign will be the sign of Jonah, means he will raise from the dead after 3 days. Finally, he teaches that your eye is like a lamp. What does it mean? A good eye fills your life with light. A bad eye fills it with darkness. So let us be careful. He says that the light you think you have been actually darkness. You must check your heart and follow what is truly good. Now, Let Ingrid's sister make a go for the summary.
Hello, sister. We have to see the healing of the wizard, mute, demon-possessed person together with the same story in the Gospel of Matthew, which gives us a bit more information.
妹妹，今天好，我们要结合马太福音中关于治愈被恶魔附身的哑巴的记录来看，看一下这个故事吧。马太福音中也记载了类似的事件，它给予我们更多信息。
The people marveled because the Jewish tradition said the Messiah will heal a leper person, cast a mute demon out, which was difficult because Jesus could not speak to the demon, and raise a deaf person to life again.
人们感到惊讶，因为犹太传说中，弥赛亚将治愈麻风病人，驱赶哑巴鬼。这很困难，因为耶稣不能同鬼说话，却要使死人复活。
When the people saw Jesus doing a sign of the Messiah, they asked themselves if this meant the Son of David, in other words, the Messiah.
当人们看到耶稣行弥赛亚的神迹的时候，他们不禁自问：这个人是大卫的子孙后代吗？换句话说，他就是弥赛亚本人吗？
The religious leaders came at once with an explanation. He cast demons out by Satan. But we know that Jesus cast them out by the power of the Holy Spirit. And this is why it is written in Matthew that a sin against the Holy Spirit will never be forgiven.
宗教领袖们立即提出新的解释：耶稣是靠撒旦来赶鬼，但是我们知道耶稣是靠圣灵的能力来驱赶鬼，所以马太福音上才写着：亵渎神灵的罪永不得免恕。
Jesus stays calm and explains why it is analogical that Satan casts out his own demons and gives an explanation about the characteristics of the demons that they come back if we not stay in our salvation from them.
耶稣保持冷静克制，并解释说，撒旦驱除自己的鬼魂，并与此有相似之处，并阐述了魔鬼的特征，以及我们如果不秉持着救主的恩德，他们就会重新卷土而来。
Then Jesus rebukes the people of his time for their unbelief and that the Queen of the South will stand against them on Judgment Day because they see more than she saw after traveling a long journey, and the people of Nineveh will stand up against them because they repented after Jonah's preaching.
然后，耶稣斥责他那个时代的人们不信他。南方女王将在审判日与他们对抗，因为在他们看到比他长途跋涉之后能看到的更多，而尼尼微人也将起来和他们对抗，因为他们在约拿传道之后有所悔改。
For the further explication, I consulted King James commentaries. The light is the word of God that Jesus lighted in the house of Israel, and Jesus, everything is light in it.
做进一步的阐释，我曾查阅了詹姆斯国王钦定本注释，里面说：“光就是神的话语，耶稣照亮了以色列，在那里一切都被点亮。”
But we are able to darken the light by hiding it, by too much activity, by hidden sin. Jesus corrects us there, here for to make us known why his word does not result in signs or in faith that the believes unconditionally.
但我们却能从用各种方式来遮蔽光阴，比如过度活跃、隐秘的罪恶。耶稣在此纠正我们，是为了让我们明白为什么他的话语不会带来神迹，也不会让我们产生无条件的信仰。
There can be light in the outside of us, but in the inside of us, there can be the opposite. Therefore, we have to approve our eyes and our body and have it clear: are we belonging to the kingdom of light or of the kingdom of darkness?
我们外表可能光明，但是我们内心却晦暗，因此我们必须审视自己的眼睛和身体，并弄清楚我们究竟属于光明还是黑暗。 Okay, based on both Bible study content, now let me ask sisters some related questions. We hope the following question can be helpful to our brothers and sisters who have just become new Christians. The first one, sister, why do you think some people were suspicious of Jesus' miracles, like healing the mute man instead of being happy about it? 为什么你认为有些人对于耶稣的行迹感到怀疑呢，而不是为此而感到高兴？
I needed a reason for to tell that he cannot be the Messiah because it was more and more obvious that he was.
他们需要一个理由来证明他不可能是弥赛亚，因为越来越明显，他反而就是弥赛亚。Next question，说艾瑟。Jesus said a kingdom divided against itself can't stand. How does this logic prove that he wasn't using Satan's power to fight Satan? 耶稣说一个内部纷争的王国站立不住，这个逻辑如何证明他并不是在用撒旦的力量对抗撒旦呢？
He explained when Satan is fighting against himself, then he loses his own power.
耶稣解释说，当撒旦与自己作对的时候，他就会失去全部的力量。Okay, nice one. Why did Jesus mean by comparing himself to a stronger man who overcomes a strong armed guy? Who do you think the strong man and the stronger man represent? 耶稣将自己作为击败强敌的更强壮的人，这话怎么理解呢？你认为壮士和比他更强壮的人又代表谁？
The stronger armored guard is the demon who possesses the person, and the guards the goods of the devil in this person.
手臂更粗壮的守卫是附身于身上的恶魔，他守护着恶魔，并附身于人的身上的财物。
But Jesus has overcome the devil because of that he is a stronger man who can overcome this demon inside the person.
耶稣战胜魔鬼，因此他更强大，能够战胜人心中的恶魔。So, next question for sister. Whoever is not with me is just against me. That sounds being strictly. Why do you think Jesus says there's no middle ground when it comes to following him? 不与我相合，就是与我敌对。这话听起来太过分了。为什么耶稣说？在跟随他这件事情，没有中间立场呢？
Jesus is drawing a clear frontier. You can be member of the kingdom of God or member of the kingdom of Beelzebul, which is the power of the darkness. A middle ground does not exist. Even Satan tries to betray humanity that there is.
耶稣划定了界限，你可以成为天国的一员，也可以成为别谱西黑暗势力的一员，没有中间地带。即使撒旦试图背叛人类，也否认中间地带的存在。Okay, we already being clear. So next question: the story of unclean spirit returning with seven war spirits is scary. What do you think the empty, swept clean horse represents in a person's life? 鬼带着七个更恶的鬼回来的故事有点可怕。你认为人的生命中那间打扫干净的空房子又代表什么呢？
When a person is set free from the demons, he or she has the responsibility to remain in the spiritual blessings of getting free.
一个人从恶魔的束缚中解脱出来之后，他有责任保持获得自由的精神上的祝福。
The Bible says in several times that a clean pig returns to the muck and the dog returns to his habitations.
圣经多次提到，洁净的猪会回到杯子里去，狗会回到它所憎恶的地方去。
So the challenge for us is, after being set free, to follow Jesus and to keep his commandments.
所以，我们面临的挑战是，获得自由之后，要跟随耶稣，并谨遵他的诫命。 Okay, next question for sister. So Jesus said that hearing and obeying God's words is even more blessed than being his mother. Why do you think he corrected the woman in the crowded this way? 耶稣说："听神之道而遵守的人，比生养他的母亲还有福气。"你认为他为什么要这样纠错呢？
The highest blessing we can achieve is hearing and obeying Jesus' words. He often talks in private to his disciples that many wanted to hear and understand what they hear, but cannot.
我们所渴望的最高祝福就是聆听并遵守耶稣的话语。他经常私下与门徒交谈，许多人渴望聆听并理解他说的话，却无法做到。
Therefore, it is a blessing when we hear, understand, and are able to do the word of Jesus.
因此，当我们听见、理解并能够遵行耶稣的道时，这才是真正的祝福。Next question, sister. Why was Jesus so frustrated with people asking for a sign from heaven? What's the differences between wanting a miracle and truly believing? 为什么耶稣对那些求得上天神迹的人感到失望呢？想要看见神迹和真正相信之间又有什么区别呢？
Truly believers don't need a sign. They follow where Jesus go. We have to be very careful. Are we coming to Jesus or maybe to a church too? Because we are looking for a healing or another miracle, or are we looking for a salvation from sins and from the fight that God will give us that we what we need?
真正的信徒不需要神迹，他们跟随耶稣的脚步。我们需要非常谨慎，来到耶稣面前，或许会来到教会，但为了寻求医治或者其他神迹，还是为了寻求罪的救赎，并相信上帝会赐予我们所需要的一切。Next question. So, sister, Jesus said the Queen of the Sheba and the people of Nevis will judge his generation. What did they do that made them better examples? 耶稣说："南方的女王和尼尼微人要起来定世代的罪。他们做了什么，使他们成为更好的榜样？"
The Queen of Sheba traveled far away for to see Solomon and the glory of God. The people of Nineveh repented from sin at once they heard the message of Jonah.
示巴女王远道而来，只为瞻仰所罗门王和神的荣耀。尼尼微人一听到约拿的信息，就立即悔改，弃绝罪恶。Next question. So, how's a person's eye like the lamp of the body? What might make our eye unhealthy and fill us with darkness? 一个人的眼睛怎么叫身上的灯光呢？为什么会让我们的眼睛不舒服？充满黑暗呢？
We have all the ability to receive the word of God, but we can darken it through our action, as I mentioned before.
我们完全有能力接受神的话语，但正如我之前提到的，我们的行为也可能使之黯然失色。OK，today's last question for sister. So, the very last one is, be careful, lest the light in you be darkness. What do you think this means? How can something that seems like light actually become darkness in the end? 最后的警告是，你要学会醒察、自省，否则你身体里的光就会变得暗淡。你认为这是什么意思呢？看似有光的东西，怎么会实际上是变成黑暗呢？
Jesus always warned us that there are wolves with sheep clothes in a church. Some people never delivered themselves over to Jesus, stay in their sin, and cause problems for all the others in the congregation.
耶稣总是告诫我们，教会里有着披着羊皮的狼，有些人始终不肯向耶稣所归顺，执迷于罪中，最后会给教会里的其他人带来麻烦。好了， 今天的节目就到这里，感谢大家收听，祝大家2026年1月快乐，我们下期再会。